Thursday evening, and he and Pinky were having drinks at some little bar about a block away from the plaza. I saw them go in there, and I wanted a public place to talk to him, you know, so he couldn't ignore me. I took the divorce papers he'd already signed and asked him to tear them up so we could get back together. Sam could only imagine how well Jake would appreciate that. He got real mad at me and became sort of a scene. When the cops came, I just left. Cops? I never saw him again. The voice went soft and Doralee's eyes got moist. I can't tell you much more than that. Doralee stood up and had disappeared down the corridor before Sam could think what else to ask her. Sam went out to her truck. A scene where the police were called? There had to be a record of it. A mere argument wouldn't bring the cops. There had to be more to that story. Sam left the Taos Inn, realizing that it was nearly 2 o'clock and she'd never eaten any lunch. She was debating whether to succumb to the call of fast food or go home for something or try to skip eating until this evening. About that time, she drove past McDonald's with that irresistible scent of French fries wafting through the air. Her phone rang. "Mom! Oh my God, I don't know what to do!" Kelly's voice went high and squeaky near panic. A million thoughts went through Sam's head. Her parents, a wreck, some road emergency. "What happened, Kel? Slow down." "I can't believe. It's a mess. My stuff." "Kelly, breathe." Sam heard a deep breath on the line. "Someone broke into the house."